David Heap from the steering committee of the Canadian Boat to Gaza. It's a pleasure to see you again on safer conditions.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here in Halifax. It's a great community welcome. It's great to be here with friends and supporters of our campaign.
Are you feeling any after effects of being arrested, of being incarcerated, of being violently boarded at sea? Does it stick with you in any manner?
The memory will stay with me, I think, for a long time, but also the memory of the solidarity, the fact that we were a small number of people on a small boat in the Eastern Mediterranean, but lots, hundreds, thousands of people were on board with the campaign. And even when we were in jail, we knew that there was a lot of solidarity flowing towards us and towards the Palestinian cause. And that's what it's all about, ultimately, human solidarity. So that's the memory that stays with me the most.
I'm sure you get asked this question a lot, but how does an individual who's probably not Palestinian by birth get involved to such a capacity that you'd be willing to essentially die for this cause?
We put ourselves on the line because that's ultimately human solidarity means being ready to share in the oppression of others, and not participate in the oppression ultimately means I stand in the way of that oppression. And the solidarity, really, the thing to keep in mind, Alice Walker compared the Freedom Flotilla with the Freedom Riders of the 1960s. The people who went on the Freedom Rides shared a very small part of the oppression that African Americans felt day in, day out. And the people who go on the Freedom Flotilla, were exposed to a very small part of the violence, the Israeli state violence that Palestinians live year in, year out, week in, week out in their daily lives. So, it's important to stand in solidarity, and it's important to recognize that the real heroes here are the heroic Palestinian people who continue after so many decades of occupation.
Now, I've had the pleasure of taking you around today through Halifax, and unfortunately we only sort of got to one mainstream media hit, even though it had been broadcast quite well to all the mainstream media outlets that you would be in town sharing this story. What role does the media play, the Canadian media, in muzzling this issue?
Well, unfortunately, there is still a conspiracy of silence around everything to do with Palestine. And it goes through the media, it goes through most of our politicians as well, that simply the word Palestine or the issue of Palestine leads people to shut up and look the other way. So they're afraid of something, but ultimately, as with the politicians, if the people lead, eventually the leaders will have to follow, and eventually the media will have to start paying attention. I mean, this is the lesson from European countries where the cause is much more mainstream, from Ireland, from the Scandinavian countries, is it was made mainstream by civil society participation, because people brought it to their associations, their student groups, their trade unions, their civil society federations, women's organizations, and all the rest of it. This is what brings it into mainstream, and eventually politicians can't ignore it, and eventually the media can't ignore it.
Now, talking about how the Canadian people can get involved, not all of us can be on boats simply because of the logistics of it all. How do the rest of Canadians get involved to show support for Palestinian solidarity?
Well, just today, we've launched a declaration and call in the Canadian government, a declaration of what happened to the Tahrir, and a call in the Canadian government to do the right thing, to step up and take its responsibility to help us ensure the safe delivery of the Tahrir with its cargo to the Palestinians of Gaza. So you can find that on our website, tahrir.ca. I encourage people not just to sign it as individuals, and encourage their friends and colleagues to sign it as individuals and their workmates, but also take it to their organizations. Use it as an opportunity to educate your trade union or your community group about the issues of Palestine. And if you don't have the materials, there are materials in the community. There are people who know about it, knowledgeable people. We're happy to provide information, but the declaration is a statement of what we know that the Canadian government should do, but it's also an opportunity to get people talking about the issue.
Thanks so much, and I wish you all the best on your trip through the Maritimes.
Thanks. It's great to be here.